In this episode with Dr. Greg Dennis, a doctor of osteopath, we talk about the persuasive influence of big pharma within healthcare. And part of that was the reason why he eventually left that traditional Western medical approach and geared more towards the direct primary care approach, where he was more in control of the programs in place, the drugs he prescribed, and some of the more holistic practices that we've talked about on my show. If you want to hear his thoughts on this, stay tuned.
How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals.
If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want.
But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode.
This is part 2 of 3 of an interview I did with Dr. Greg Dennis from Vibrant Life, DC. If you'd like to catch up, just go back an episode. Well, let's move on to that. Healthcare versus sick care. Sick care is the old school mentality of just treating everything with drugs. And you know, I've seen you do episodes on your podcast about that exact subject and more caring about the healthcare and helping the root cause of problems so you can get off these drugs. There are times in my life where I was like, oh my God, thank you God for Western medicine for things I've gone in. But if I can, I try to take care of the problem from the source and do as minimal as I can on those kind of things. So yeah. What are your viewpoints on that with your clients and your practice?
So Westernized medicine is fantastic at huge diseases, trauma, things like that. So, I mean, if you break your leg and need surgery, fantastic. Yeah. We have great orthopedic surgeons and great tools available that can do amazing things. Where it goes wrong is the treatment and prevention of chronic diseases, which is mostly what people have in America. And because we're not focused on the root problem, everybody just keeps getting sicker and sicker. So our obesity rates are higher than they've ever been. Our diabetes and insulin resistance keeps climbing. The diagnosis of cancer keeps climbing. I read something not too long ago that in, I think it was like 2030 or something, and this was some expert that was suggesting that 1 in 3 people are going to get cancer by 2030 or 20. I can't remember the exact date, but anyway, it's becoming more and more prevalent. And so as a nation, we just continue to get sicker and sicker, even though we spend more healthcare dollars than anybody in the world by far,
yeah.
But yet we are one of the sickest nations in the world. And so that should tell us something, that we're just not doing something right. And so my background is when I got trained at a great residency and I started practicing, again, family practice like everybody does. And I played by the rules. And so I did everything I was supposed to do and put people on medication when they're depressed. Oh, here's an antidepressant. Oh, you got high cholesterol. Here's a cholesterol medicine. Oh, you got diabetes. Here's a diabetes medicine. Your blood sugar's still high. Well, here's another diabetes medicine. Oh, it's still high. Here's insulin. And when anybody questioned anything, I would say, like many doctors do, I would say, oh, I practice, quote, evidence-based medicine, which is supposedly based on research and studies. And I've since found that that's a bunch of BS for the most part. And it all comes back to it's tied to big pharma. I'm going to sound like a conspiracist here. But anyways, I practice that way for years and years. And I would say, well, I practice evidence-based medicine. And this is what it says, that you need a drug. That's what evidence-based medicine says. You need a drug. And I did that for many years, unfortunately. And at one point, and I'm lucky because most doctors will go their whole career and just fail to recognize, which now looking at the viewpoint where I am, it surprises me that doctors don't recognize this more. And I guess they're so busy and they just keep doing what they're doing. But for some reason, I was able to have the veil lifted from my eyes a little. And I thought, I had a huge practice, had almost 4,000 patients under my name in a corporate medicine setting. And so I saw a lot of people for a lot of years. And one day I just took a step back and I thought, these patients aren't getting any better. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. On paper, they're good. I've got their cholesterol in normal range. I've got the diabetics. I've got their blood sugar normal. And there was money tied to that. Our system, if we hit these metrics, we got extra money. And so I did really well. So I've got everybody doing good on paper, but all my patients were still having heart attacks. They're still overweight. They still have arthritis. They're still miserable. They weren't healthy. They weren't any better. And I thought there's got to be a better way than this. And so I just started, and this took time. I mean, this certainly wasn't an overnight thing, but I just went on my own journey and I just started reading and doing my own research about stuff, about how to truly get people better. And the more I kept discovering, then it would open up even more doors and I would go down that route and then that would open up more. And I came across a lot of things that were opposite of what I was taught. And I would be like, well, that's not right. That's not what I was taught. And so that made me begin to question a lot of these things that I had been taught. And then I got to looking at this evidence-based medicine or research and again, come to find out it's all bought and paid for by Big Pharma.
Yeah.
And so long story short, and I could talk about this all day, but really Big Pharma is tied into all of our governing organizations. So the American Medical Association, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the FDA, Big Pharma is in bed with all of those people. And so at the end of the day, it's all about making money. And so I tell people all the time, our healthcare, quote, healthcare system cares nothing about your health or my health. It's a big money-making machine. Now, does that mean everybody in the healthcare field is bad? No. I have friends that are still in the system and they're good people. But it's just a faulty system. And so I'll give you an example. Nobody ever taught me that type 2 diabetes was reversible. And they just said, well, you just keep giving them drugs and control their blood sugar and then put them on insulin. And just as long as blood sugar is controlled, you're good. Nobody told me you could reverse that. And so when I started figuring that out, and then I actually did it on a patient and he had real bad diabetes, completely reversed it 100%. I was like, wow. I mean, like I reversed type 2 diabetes that I was always told is irreversible. And so that just took me on a journey to, like, I was so excited. It was like in my early kind of medical school days, I was just like a sponge. I just wanted to learn more and more. And so a lot of it I just learned on my own, but that led me to get certified in age management medicine, which is there's several groups out there that are, quote, anti-aging certification. So that led me to get certified in that and certified in some hormone replacement type things. And so I just got kind of some certifications over the years and continued to grow and learn. And I started my own podcast about health optimization and talking to experts around the world, learning from them. And so through all that, it's been about 3 years now where I moved over to the direct primary care as we were talking about so that I can practice all these things that I've learned about how to truly optimize health and not just give someone a pill. So
yeah.
that was probably a long answer. But
no, that was good. Brought up a ton of things from my memories of why I got in this too. And I think the turning point for me was in high school. My dad was a medical doctor and he did great work his whole life. And they were taught what they were taught. He's long since retired, but I'd always question all that kind of stuff and some of the things they want you to keep taking and drugs. Mm-hmm. And for me, I had probably moderate to semi-severe depression pretty much since sixth grade. And at one point I just said, you know, I'm done. I started doing my own research, listening, reading books, and started changing my diet. And within less than a week, gone. And it never came back. I couldn't believe it. So then I had to keep learning more. And some of the other things that I've successfully, I wouldn't say cured, who knows, right? But for me, they're gone. They haven't come back. Was allergies, environmental allergies, and allergies to animals. Pretty much 95% gone. And I did that through diet and supplementation and then getting my blood pressure down. My dad is always telling me our whole family history of men just have high blood pressure. At some point, you're going to have to go on the, what they call it, the statins and everything. And I wanted to hold off and see if I could do it myself. And sure enough, I started changing diet for that, researching stuff, and I took care of that as well. So that's why I'm not sold completely on the Western side and you know exactly what you're saying, drugs for everything. But I do think there's a place. You have to find that happy medium for yourself. And I don't know, what's this going to look like in 100 years?
With conventional medicine, I don't see how it's going to continue. Like, it's so expensive and the healthcare costs just keep rising. I don't know what the end point is going to be. I will say there are more people like myself who are figuring this out, but it is very slow. And if it does change at all, it's going to be a grassroots movement, which is what it is now. It's a big mountain to climb. Because again, there's so much money in Big Pharma and in these kind of governing organizations. The American Diabetes Association isn't going to come out and say that, oh, here's how you can reverse your diabetes and not need any medication. I mean, that's a $1 billion industry with these medications.
Yeah.
And so nobody's going to come out and say that. And the Likewise, American Heart Association, I've talked to other people who have been in some internal meetings of the American Heart Association, and they have admitted that they got it wrong on cholesterol. And that's a whole nother story about cholesterol. It's a complicated issue, but this idea that, high cholesterol is bad and your cholesterol needs to be the lower, the better. I mean, it's just, that's flat out wrong. And also the fact that fat, what we raise is cholesterol. So you need to eat a low fat diet to decrease your risk of heart disease. Well, the powers that be in the American Heart Association know that's not true. Okay. But, and there's a ton of evidence to back that up, but they are not going to come out and say, well, you know what? We're really sorry. We messed this up over the last 40 years. Like, we've been telling you all wrong. This high carb, low fat diet, that's actually what's killing you. It's not the fat, and cholesterol is a complicated issue, but it's that these drugs are way overprescribed, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're not going to come out and say that. Yeah. And so even though they know it, now, a lot of the conventional cardiologists still don't. I mean, it hadn't trickled down that far. But so, yeah, it's complicated. And I see it changing again on a kind of a grassroots level very slowly. But boy, it's going to be hard to really change completely and get to the point, because there's just so much money involved.
Yeah. But at some point, there's a tipping point and boiling point of society. And it just, that's how things work. And people start spilling over to the other side. And whoever wants to make it has to change, or they're not going to. So it's just going to happen. So, yeah. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, everyone. And I just wanted to say that if anything from this episode resonated with you and it makes you think of somebody, please share and help someone out. You know, I do a lot of variety of topics, and not everything I say works for everyone, but there is going to be that one episode that makes you think of somebody that could help. So I really appreciate it. And just off of looking back the last 3 years of all the episodes I've done, I think three really stand out that I think could help a lot of people. And that's episode 71 with Dr. Amy, where we go into diaphragmatic breathing and how that can really help with your pain levels, and did for me. Episode 195, I had Tim Kelly on, and we really dove deep into microminerals and how important that is and how horrible the American diet is. And the third being episode 292, a more recent one, where I talk about the three tips I would do to help out your lower back. And one of those is just a simple YouTube video that my chiropractor gave me that just took me to the next step of lowering my pain, giving me more range of motion. And I just want to put that out there to check those out if you're having any of these issues. And like I said, thanks for listening.